sure in our 71st year, and you've almost, after skipping the 70th year, which will have to appear in a separate tape. Hey, Outer Base, Hey, Tom, Jean, Love, March 7, 1976, on Sunday, continued.
Now, the Rambam in the Perek Yud Hilchos Gerushin, please. The Rambam Perek Yud Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Yud Zayin, says as follows. Hamgaris es ishtei, v'chozar u'bo'alo b'fnei edim, kelim shetnos el acher, bein shegir shom min ansuyin, bein min oeresen, hoyu v'ishtei hoyso, hareizu b'cheska she'erzirol shen dushin bo'al v'lo yishim znus. So in other words, Hamgaris is paskens like Besilel. Hamgaris is ishte belonu ime vipundike. So we say, even though he didn't say before the Eidim, harini beil shen dushin, so we say, in the beil, pirose du asnus, and it is bichese dushin. Vafil rois is shenos al moiz. Shechazoko, hi sheno domeise bilose bi ishte, bil asnus. Varebiyodi laasei so bil asmitzvah. לפיכו חריזו בחסקס מקודשס קדושי ודאי וצריכו ממנו גצ'י. That is in the case where he was Beil בפני עדים המגרס אס אשתי, and then חוזר ובועל בפני עדים. Now in הלוכי יתחס, he discusses the case of המגרס אס אשתי ונסיח עדימו בפני עדים. נסיח עדימו בפני עדים והוא שיהיו שני יועדים כאחול. אם הוא יישא מוגרשס מנם סויים חי שישים לא שמוניבה לו, והן הן הן ייחוד הן הן לביה, שכל המלכדש בביה אין צורך להיביל בפני עדים, אלו יסייחי בפניהם ויביל כמו שבארנו, ותביחוך צריכו גט מסופיק, והרי סופיק מקודשס. ואם הוא יגרשס מן העירסן, so since it's not libe gazbo, so, and Edim didn't see that he was Beel, just that he was Nisiachei, so in Chesh Yishloh Shari libe gazbo. But if she was Mikoreshes, Nam Suim, so then it's Sofik Mikodeshes. In other words, if he was Boalo Bifnei Edim, so it's Vada Mikodeshes. But if it's Nisiachei Bifnei Edim, so it's not Vada Mikodeshes, because maybe there wasn't even Beel. But maybe there was. So Mimele Yitzofim Kodeshes. Alright. Now in Halacha Yitzes he says as follows. He will mix us again. Shekol isho shetivoyel bifnei edim tzricho get. Chazoko sheino domeise bilosei bilaznus. So there are some genim who have the shite that whenever a man lives with a woman as husband and wife without dushin, so she's an ishishish, because we say in Odom Beil the loss of Bilas Nus, so he made a bia b'teras dush. V'yigdilu v'yisifu b'dov haseh she'ol al daitom at sheheru she'mi she'yeish le'ben mishif choseh chei shishim roi v'lo itisya v'mishtei she'mo shichra shifchoseh v'achakar bo aleo v'yeish mi she'heire she'vadai shichra שאין עוד המעיסה בלוסי בלעזנוס. Now that, so that's Rav Haigoyen, and that Rav Haigoyen Shuvah is mentioned in connection with Bustanoye, because Bustanoye had children through a shifra. So then the question is, and then he had children through a wife that was Mikadish, I mean Bifnei Edim, everybody knew that he was Mikadisha, but he had children also through a former shifcha of his, Bustanoye, who was Rish Galuse. So, and then there was a big din Torah. There was a big din Torah between the children that he had through his established wife and the children that he had through the shifcha. So the children that through his known and established wife said that they are the avodim, that those children are the avodim, because Vlad Nashifcho, so he's an Eved, so Mimele, and they are the Yoshim of Bustanoye, so Mimele, they are Eved in avodim. And they said, no. He said, that their father lived with her as husband and wife, that means that he was Mikadisha. How can one be Mikadisha Shifcho? So Rav Hai Goyen Paskin that Eino Dom Beil Bilosei Bilaznus, Eino Dom Beil Bilosei Bilaznus, so there is a presumption that Bustanoye, before he married her, so he was Mishachar her, and then he married her, to Kedushe Bies. So this is the Shittas Hagilim, but the Rambam is Chelik. But Rav Hai Goyen says in the Tshuva, he says that Anan Lav Mibnei Bustanoy Anan. No one should think, I mean, that he himself is, because they had Rishgoluses who were descendants of Bustanoy. So he said, Anan Lav Mibnei Bustanoy Anan. We are not descendants of Bustanoy. But So in other words, it seems that according to the Rambam, so the legitimacy of certain Rishgaluses in Bovel is in question, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, I don't know why the so-called Jewish historians who consider themselves authorities and who wrote about that, they don't mention that according to the Rambam, the status of certain Rishgaluses is in question. Because they don't know the Rambam, but the Rambam says v'igdilu v'isivu v'dovaze she'ol al daito matcha heiru she'mi she'yesh li ben mi shifchosei chei shishin leivu et isya v'mishtei she'mo shifcher shifchosei v'akarbo aleo v'yesh mi she'hire she'vadai shichro she'no domei se b'losei b'laznus v'chol advor, that's Rav Hai Goyen shite v'chol advor im v'ilu v'cheiki me'inai b'inai ad me'id מדרכי הירוי ואין ראו ליס מחליהם שלא יאמרו חכמים חזוק כזו אלו באישתי שגיר שלו בלבד. But they have this very strong argument, we pass like this Hillel המגרס אס אישתי ולא נעים מפונדיקה, so you know them ואיר ולא סביל אז נוס, so why shouldn't we say that if someone has a common law wife, in other words he lives with a woman as husband and wife, that she is an ishishish מדרייסה she requires a get. So he says, when do we apply this aloche of Eino Dom Beil Bilosei Bilaznus, that's only in regard to Hamgares Es Ishtei Vilono Yipundike Oy Am Kaddish Al Tnai Ubo Al Stam. So there the Gemara says that Eino Dom Beil Bilosei, because she was his wife, Al Dikdush, we know that she was his wife, but he was Megaresha, and then we see that he lives with her, so we say there is a presumption, in as much as at one time she was his wife or he made a certain kind of dushin, let's say al tnai, and he lives with her, so even the male was lives. But if we didn't see any dushin, and he never made dushin in her, just because we see that he lives with her, so we don't say you don't bail below say bilaznus. So Mimele, but suppose he did have mind? Suppose he did have mind to be bail shin dushin. I mean, how can one be so sure? So the answer is, since there is no such undene, so then it's a mikadish below Eidim, because Eidim is required the Kirma Dovo. So according to Rabbi Goyen, that we say on the Beil Bilosei Bilaznus, so that means there is Eidim, because when the Eidim see that it's Goaleo, so Mimele it's a Raya, or they know, because in the Yichud, in the Bia, let's say, the Eidim know that he lives with her as husband and wife constantly. So in the Yichud, in the Bia, so Mimele, there is Eidim Lekimadovo. But that's only if we say there is such a presumption. But if we say the Rambam holds, there is no such presumption. So Mimele, if there is no such presumption, even if Rabbi Shmai is Gali in a specific situation, that he had mind to be Beilish in Dushin, so it's like Mikadosh Bola Eidim. ואם צורך לימה אבל בשור אנושים הרי כל זה אינו בחזקה שבוע לשם דושן עד שיפורש כבו לשם דושן. Well, the Rabbi Goyen wouldn't say that if someone is just his boy and a woman there are snus והקרוי בעלמה that אינו דמי לא snus. Rabbi Goyen has reference to a case where someone lives with a woman as husband and wife, but not any other case. But the Rambam says, how can we say there is such an undene? I will be sure anoshim have a cold zing of a cheska shebo al ishim news achi yiforesh lishim dushin. So what's the Rambam's raya? But Rabbi Goyen would agree in the case where someone is a boa and a certain woman der hakoy baume, that we don't say she is cheska smugdeshes. The answer is this. Now, how do we know whether he just hakoy baume or he lives constantly after they have seen many times? So that means that Monefshach, he says, if there would be an undene the first time when they see it, So then it could be considered as Mikanish Beidin. But when the Eidim see just once that he lived with a woman, so then there is no Raya, because even by seeing once, so there is an Umdene, so every time one is Mizane, so we should say that she is Becheskas Mikodeshes. So then the Raya will be only if Eidim see it many times. So Mimele, it's considered like Dushin Beloyed. Vein Tzorech Leima, Beshivcho Ikusi Sheino Bas Dushin, Shein Cheshi Shalem Klau, Varia Ben Mehem Becheskas Kusi, Ve'evet, Ve'evet, So the Raya says, "Bikusis, it means nochis. Vada you kedvo. Sharem biyodu legairo. Avo. Bishivchosi sheyish biyodu lishachiro. Divreim kreivin. Vilishove keteire voch lisura. Elim kin huzak bepritzes arayes. Hamid ne Yisroel upne Yisroel acheskosov. Uvecheskas kashrasem. Shalu yisparzu bifneidim lisneis. Vidivre hagenim kayonimem." In other words, he agrees with the shita. But Gonochis, Nachayach, it's not Biode, but Shibcho, like the case of Bustanoye, so it's Biode. So we say, Eino Dom Beel, Bilose Bilas Nus, and there is Dush. Now the Rambam in Perigzai Milchasishes, Aloha Gimel, says as follows: Hamikavish al Tnai, Vichozar Hakama Yomi, Ubitil at Nai, Aval Pishe Bitlai Benel Vino, Shalom Bifnaidi, Botil at Nai, והרי מקדש סתם וכן אם הוא יתנאי מנו אישו ובוט לו יישא אחכי בינו ובינו בוט לו התנאי לפיכו המקדיש על תנאי וכיני סתם הוא יבוא על סתם הרי זה צריך הוגד אף על פי שלו נזכה עם התנאי שמו ביטי לתנאי כשבוא עלו כשכינס וכן המקדיש בפוחס משובת פרוטה אוי במלווה וחוזר הוא בוא על סתם בפני עדים צריך הוגד שעל ביל איזו סומך ולא יעליסון הקדושין הפסולים חזוקי שנודו מישראל הקשירי מייסה בלוסי בלזנוס והרי ביודי עתו לעשה איסו בלסמיץ so then the shit is around so but there is a shit is again that whenever a man lives with a wife so as husband and wife so we say אינו דם בייל בלוסי בלזנוס that's the shayla that is involved in connection with Nisuya Achoyes if someone gets married civilly in court and there was no wedding, no Gdushin. So according to Shiddes Agenim, she requires a get, according to Rabbi Goyen Shita. Because he lives constantly with her as husband and wife, so we say, you know, the Mbeyo Glossi Glas Nus, so the Mbeyo she requires a get. Even though the Rambam says, she Odom Yisroel HaKsheri, Mbeyo Glossi Glas Nus. So in other words, only if he's Yisrael kosher, but if he, let's say, he's a Michal Shabbos and he's Iver al Kol Avir Shebateiro, then this aloche doesn't apply. So that's the Rambam Shite. So first of all, the Rambam Shite is that even Yisrael kosher, it doesn't apply to any case where a man lives with a woman as husband and wife. But only in specific situations, I'm garish, I'm kadish al pnai v'kim sestam, or I'm garish v'sishti v'lo me v'pundike, or kiddish v'pachas misha v'prute, and then he lived with her. So the Rambam limits the whole the scope of this aloche. So that's one of the limitations according to the Rambam. But there are some rishonim who do not mention this limitation. In other words, they hold that the Rambam Shiti is Einodam Beil Glossi Bilas Nus is based upon Chetzkes Kashres. So, when can you say Chetzkes Kashres? If he's a Yisrael Kosher, if he's an Abarian and a Mumer, so he doesn't care for his Surin. So, maybe he can't say Chetzkes Kashres. But there is a Shittes HaRishenim that it's not based upon Chetzkes Kashres. This is just a presumption that if a person is able to have Kedushin in his wife, that she should be Mikudeshe, that she should be his wife, so why shouldn't he do that? So even if he's an Avaryan and he's even a Kol Yisurin Shebateiro, so there is one Shittes HaRishenim that we still say Eino Dam Beil Glossi Bilas Nus. One second, that's the Shaila that is involved in Nisuya Achoyes. So in other words, according to some Rishenim, even though most Rishenim hold that we don't say Bilos, except in certain situations of Amkadish Altnai Vikinsastam or Amkadish Yosin Pudike, but there is the Shittes Agenim There is the Shittes Agenim and the Tashbatzi agrees with the Chite that we do say in Milam Beil Basibilas Nus in regard to every case where a man lives with a woman as husband and wife, and even if he's not his Holkosha. So because of that, a woman who got married civilly, so cannot, and then she got divorced civilly, so she cannot get married until she gets a get. Otherwise, there is a chash of Yisrael.
Wouldn't it be shame to say only but somebody who's a mumur, who knows from Torah Mitzvahs he's a mumur, but somebody who's dead of his tina chinishpa, doesn't know from nothing, how could you even say that he has a preference, so I might as well do it behet, if he doesn't know what hetu means?
On the contrary, I mean, I would say just opposite. I would say just the opposite. If someone is a mumal hachis, why should he have a preference? But if someone is a tinik shenishbo, so he's a tinik shenishbo, so mainly if he knows that she can't become his wife, why shouldn't he?
Who does he know that?
No, it's not Mr. Boyle. Anyway, alright, now, I am mentioning that in connection with Tesis Asogi and Rashi.
Israeli newspaper full of kids and says where they eat, or the tinik shenishbo, but go to civil court and they say out in front of reporters, we don't have anything, and it's filled with...
But why? He wants it, you see. Even if he doesn't know about the Dinim of Gdushin, but he wants her to be his wife. He wants her to be his wife, Al-Pedin and Klapishma. He doesn't know anything about the Torah. But he wants her. So in Mele, we say, you know, don't wail, blessed doesn't.
He says in front of the reporters, I didn't make any kedushin, I don't care for it.
All right, he doesn't, even if he says, so it's just semantics, according to the game, according to some game. In other words, he thinks that he doesn't want her to be his wife, but he really wants her to be his wife. But he doesn't know that when Al-Pedin, she is not his wife, so it's a blasphemy. He thinks that even if the Aloha declares that she's not his wife, she's still his wife. So that's the mistake that he makes. But he really wants. That's the shite. Alright. Now, I am mentioning all that because that's negated the thesis. It's relevant to the thesis. Thesis is Masik and Rashi. Rashi in the second Lashon says that Tzofik Yeshish could not mean. And then there was Yichud, so it's a machleket v'shama in Bisilel, because if that is meant by Sofik Yishishish, so it's managed the same question as Amgaras Yishtelon Pundik. So if, let's say, we assume like have Haigoyen, then the Asoge by Teisves against Rashi is a very strong Asoge. Because according to Rav Haigoyen, it's a general principle. It's not something that is applied to a specific situation. But it's a general principle. Whenever one is born and a woman, let's say, Bifnei Edim, so then we say, unless we have a Raya that is just the Asnus, let's say, if he was born or the Hakoyen, then he gave up, so then we know that he was Beil Bilas Bilas Nus. But otherwise, so there is a general principle. So Memele is a strong assault against Rashi's second version. Because why should the price in the Tisefte mention two separate items? One Sofik Yishish and another item, Migares Yishilom Pundike, is the same child. But according to the Rambam, there is no general principle. There is no general principle of Inodom Beil Basmer's news. But we apply this principle in specific situations. What specific situation? Hamgarish Altnai Vikin Sostam. Or Hamgarish Assisted Womun Pundike. Hamkadish Vipoches Mishove Prute. So only in these situations, so Memele, if the Baise had mentioned only Hamgaris Asishte Vilono Yime Vipundike, then I would say, when do Bisila say that the Inodom Beil Basmer is news only in the case of Hamgaris Asishte? Hamgaris Asishte not because he's sick. Hamgaris Asishte. So why was he Megarisha? Apparently because he doesn't want her. Now then we see it's Lono Yime Vipundike. So there is a presumption he changed his mind. He wants her again. So Mimele, we say the Beil Basmer's news. Mashenkin, we could argue. Mashenkin, the case where he says, he's a Shrivmra, he's sick, and he gives her the get, he gives her a get only to that she shouldn't be skukalir, to save her from hardships. So, and then it's lonoim vipundike. So we could say, since the get was given because he wants to help her out, and then it's lonoim vipundike. So it's not that he wants to be mimikadosh her again. So then, if he wants to be mikadosh, we certainly could argue that way. If he wants to be mikadosh her again, so what did he accomplish by giving her a get? The whole purpose was to help her out. So what did he accomplish? So maybe we could say, if Bisilal didn't say that, even in that case we say Lambeil Basilus news. So we could say that in that case we don't say Lambeil Basilus news, and we could even vice versa. We could say, we could distinguish. So according, so it's no asoge. On the contrary, it seems that Tesis holds that the machlekes of Megadish Ishti Lom Pundike, so Bisil say not Bilbus Lesnus, and Bishamai say Odom Beilbus Lesnus, is a general machlekes, not a machlekes in a specific situation. That's why Tesis asks, why does he have to mention two items? Beget Yoshin, Tabel Mandomer Fir Kaziri, Beget, the import probably get Yoshin, Tinosa Lechatrila, Lomo Hoyolem Limnea, the Mashmad Lenimniu. משום דרוסק דבריהם או משום דהב עמוד לא פס אלו בשמה היה מיין אם לא עם בסירה ואם תימה עבדיל מו משום מהנס ומשום היית לשוב כסף ככסף או אם לא עם דמסקת שוב ראשי בפרוטה או שני בדינה so the Bishamai mikudeshes l'sheni, because according to Bishamai, so there must be a minimum of Bidina in order the Dushin should be valid. Ubonei om nagish mamzer. Ve'im ari di'ikar ha'praise mishum tzores katon alo. וכך כתוב לו גם הסליס דורכה, גם בהורכה כתוב לו מסליס ומשמע משום צורס גרי דאוי למנות. ומה יש נבדאי? לאו השינוי הכוי. אלו בוס הדאוס יקושו שאיבו לפור שבס. נעשה כדברי בסילל, הוות פוגום לדברי בשם. פירש בקונטרס, דאף על גב דבני חיו ולאו. כשירים לקור, חלול אם הם לעניין קונה. דאוס בקרוחים המלמונה, כדלקם. ופוליקד רבי ישוע, because רבי ישוע said, Bnei Tzores animated lachem, that the Bnei Tzores Habas of Bisilel from the point of view of Bishama animated lachem shein kanim daily. That means that the Vlad is kosher likune. The Vlad is kosher likune. Now, so why don't, so according to here Rabbi Yechem Menuri says, that means that the blood of Yivam Lishuk is pogum likun, according to Rabbi Yechem Menuh. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not pogum likun, it's kosher. What is the machlekes? Now, what is the reason as to why Rabbi Yechem Menuh says that the blood is pogum likun, the blood of Yivam Lishuk? Because of the kalochim. Malmon lekim God. Malmon eshin isur aneid b'chol. בנו פוגום, זו שאיסור השווי בכל, אין הדין של בנו פוגום. אין הדין של בנו פוגום. So that's a kalachina. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say, that the blood is kosher likune? So the answer is, because there is a pirche. And we can say, מלמון לקים גודל שכין עצמו מסחלץ. שכין היא עצמו מסחלץ. שעץ מחלץ. So that is Shechinatz Mischalelis. So apparently, so Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri does not agree with this pirche, and in spite of that pirche, Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri deduces that kalachena. But Rabbi Yeshua does not deduce the kalachena because of the vis-a-vis Yivam Lishuk. Because Malal Monel King Godu Shechinat Mischalas. Now, that sugya, that Yalpuse, is discussed in the Gemara Daf Mem Daled. So there we have a machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. Now let's say wherever we apply that Yalpuse, let's say in the case of an elf, let's say Tzoras Abbas of Bishamai from the point of view of Bisilal. So there, she certainly, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Imam Zerelo Mechayom Mrs. Bezen, so in the Ishesach, involves only in Issa Kores, not in Issa Mrs. Besen. So he's not a mamzer, but Pogen Likune is. Why? Because of the Yalfuse, the Al-Kalachim from King God. So, he mal moneshin isurane b'cheil, no pogum likune, zushi isur shobu b'cheil, let's say ishizach. So, anything. And we cannot raise the pirche, mal al monelikin godl shnasim ischales, because here too she becomes a zeine, an ishizach, if she is niveles, to the yom. So, mimele she becomes a zeine, so yatzmo is mischaleles. Now, so, the question is this, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that mamzer is only from Chayov Mrs. Besen. Still, the blood of Chayov Ikrises is Pogum Likune. Is Pogum Likune. What does it mean, the blood of Chayov Ikrises is Pogum Likune? So Rashi Daf Mem Dalet says, Im Hoyis Olo Bas, so Asur Likune. If she has a Bas, a daughter, but if she has a Ben, the Ben doesn't pass the Nisha B'Biyos. The Ramban is Chilik on Rashi. And the Ramban, Daf Mem Dalet, he says that this kalvachemer, this yalfuse, implies not only that if she has a bas, let's say a vlad, according to Rabbi Shua, that a mamzer michayom ikrises, but the vlad of chayom ikrises is pogum likune. Not only if she has a bas, so he cannot marry her, but even if she has a ben, so the ben it passes. And Nisha Bivose, in the same way as a Cholol, Pasels and Nisha Bivose. That's according to the... So in other words, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. According to Rashi, it's only Halocha Ligabi Bas, that it Pasels al Likune, but it has no relevant, no bearing on the Ben, and according to the Ramban, it has a bearing on the Ben too. That it becomes that the Ben passes Isha Bibios. Now that's one machlekes. Now let's see now the tesis. Now Kedivre Bisilel have lot pogum with Kedivre Bisham. Period be confess. The Aval Gav did Nei Chayav Elav Kshirim Bikol Chalolim Heim Liyinkun Chalolim Heim Liyinkun. As a matter of fact, Rashi, the Ramban in his Chidushim says that even though Rashi says im hoyol nikevo im hoyol bas nikevo, so arisur nikein, so Rashi is lav davke. And why does Rashi say lav davke? So all the other shemim say no, Rashi means a davke, but Ramban says that even Rashi agrees with him. And what is the mokir of the Ramban that Rashi Daf Mem Dalet, where he mentions the halacha legabi bas, so it's lav davke. So it seems that the lashon of Rashi here, that is the mokir for the Ramban's assumption that Rashi says it Daf Mem Dalet lav davke, because here Rashi uses the lashon v'yavol gav di bnei chayov v'lavim k'sheirim v'kol chlolim hem l'nikivun. So the lashon is chlolim hem l'nikivun. It's mashma like a cholol. Now, so when one is a cholol, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's a bas or a bet. That's the mokeh. But of course, there's no hech. Anyway, there are many rishenim muachelik, whatever Rashi shita is. But there are rishenim, the Ritva says in so many words that the whole aloche is chelik and Ramban. That the whole aloche, that vlad is probably kuneo, has relevance only to a bas, not to a bet. All right. Pirish bikun das alle gang mit khayov la avn kshir mit kol khol mit kone de otsm kam khim al mone kedo kam u poli kader rab shul vi lesle pir khad mal al mono shekhin yatz mit khalas ve oyd ye shleima di shapir is le hak pir so na vor et so rashi says de trabi khim nuri is definitely khin kam rab yeshua because rab yeshua agrees with the pir khay of mal al mono shas mit khalas and Rabbi Yechman Nuri doesn't consider it as a pirche. He did shloim ma the shapir is a pirche. That it is even according to Rabbi Yechman Nuri, it's a good pirche. So if it's a good pirche, so how can we learn how that the blood of Yevom Elishuk is pogum likune? Umikol mokem avad pogum midi Yisrael marzik choshosim. He teiv veim boneotei vim. So why do we have a special posik of Yitevavim without Tevim? So even without the posik, I would know that the blood of Malzak Roshose is kosher likune. The answer is because I would learn it out the kalvachim for almona, even though there is a pirches. So obviously the pirches is no pirch. So Tesis Kashi is now Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Amshi Alexandria inquired certain things from Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says. So one of the things that Amshi Alexandria inquired from Rabbi Yeshua is as to whether the Vlad Marzak Roshosi is kosher or not. So Rabbi Shua's answer was that Vlad Marzak Roshosi is kosher. Bishum hiteivov in neotei. Only because of that Zeras HaKosut. Otherwise, he'd say that he's spoken Lukune. But Rabbi Yeshua holds that this is a good pirche. And he says, by Yvom Lishuk, that the Vlad is kosher. So why does he have to resort to the Xerxes HaKosuf Hitevim Neotevim, Velomoli Chod Lekle Meimar, Deosle Meida Kamni Yvomoli Shuk, Doli Kamon Komer Rabbi Yeshua, Abni Tzoris Meida Nuchem Kshirin Likunu Lebi Shamai, Mishum Pirche De Shechini Atzmiz Chalavetz. Ve'yesh Leima, Dil Rabbi Yeshua Yitzrich Hitevo Vim Neotevim, Dil Hitevim Ebo Neotevim, Yitzvim Shechsiv Botu Mekarayez. So Tesis says something very strange. In other words, so one thing is clear from this Tesis, even though Tesis says it only as a reason as to why we need a posik of Hiteivo v'mineotevim. But so agavuche we can deduce that according to Tesis the halacha that tumok sivok arayes that tzora seite is asur, because tumok sivok arayes is based upon the Iser of Seif. Rebbe Ober in his Sefer, when he mentions the Reb Chaim about the Tzoras Seite Sofik is Oich Letzes Oimis Yabemes, so Rebbe Ober explains it in such a way, I mean that according to Reb Chaim, so the Aloche of Tumok Sivik Arayes that the Seite has a deal of an Ervo, so it's not even based upon the Isa Seite. It's not even based upon the Isa Seite, but from this Tesis we see that it is based upon the Isa Seite. In other words, that the Isa Seite of L'yuchu Bailo Rishen Moshev L'kachto has a deal of Arayes, of Ervo. Because Tesis says, V'yesh leima do Rabbi Yeshua Yitz, V'chi te'eva v'mbneo te'evim, V'loi te'emo b'neo te'evim, M'yoshim l'chsiv b'itumok ha'rayez. So m'mele, I would say, that it should be Osea, because it's an Isar Ervo. So that's why we have to resort to the posik of V'chi te'eva v'mneo te'evim. In other words, So it doesn't mean that this posik tells us that Tumok Sivik Arayis is not based upon the Isar. That it means true Tumok Sivik Arayis is based upon the Isar Seite of the Yuchabalo Rishin. But it's only as a chimer of Ervo, Ligabei Zike, Ligabei Yim, not Ligabei the Vlad. So because I could say that since there is a loche of Tumok Sivik Arayis, so it should have the chimer of Arayis and the Vlad of an Ervo. Is possible. So here it should also be possible. So Gomash Malon, no. So it's not Gomash Malon that the aloha of Tumak Sivik Arayes is not even based upon the Isa Seite. No. So the Pshati is Gomash Malon that Tumuxibikarayas two it's based upon the Isa Seike, so it is the chemer of Elbo Ligabiyim, but not Ligabe the Psu on the run. So I feel that I'm born in the Rabbi Yisib and Kippah. They make me lo Leo. They make me lo Aseite. So in other words, so it does not have reference to Marza Groshose. It doesn't have my reference to Amor and the Mikro Yisib and Pshinim. But I feel that I'm born in the Isakir Isakir. Mikom Mokim. It's Trichit Eivo Leiteime. Amarza Groshose Namikoi. Vei, the Yitz Trichlei, he, Limute, Leititrish, Loshinti Eivo, Shebeneotei, Uptaskash. The boy, as a matter of fact, I don't see that Reb Chaim says that. I mean, that was Reb Ober's interpretation of Reb Chaim. Many times Reb Ober explains the Reb Chaim in a unique way. But Reb Chaim doesn't even say that the Daloche of Tumoksivokarayas is a special Zeres HaKosuf. It's not even based upon the Iser of Seite. No, called the Reb Chaim too. So it's based upon the Yisar of Seite, or the Yisar of Liuch Balo Rishon Shalakach. Alright. Voi the Yisrichlei, Hilimut Alitid Roshin Teiva Shebenate, Uktsas Koshi. The Kamer, the Kamon, the Boyim of Rabbi Yeshua, Bnei Tzores de Bisil Bishamai, Mar. The Marat Kemine, Limifshat Vlad Marze Koshosei, Velichikel Mifshat Minei, Dilmo Vlad Marze Koshosei, Shlifseil, Mitam Tuma Dichsivo, Oy Mishim Teiva, Viname ne yivom le shuk psulim yish la harsh ne mazo ko shos di tevel ne tevin ikle me ma dos le me yag yivom le shuk mo ne otevi ve yish le ma di imu le maska da taye hanoch droshes ve le boye al yamrin on kal khima ga yivom le shuk da now anyway so this droshe this yalfuse of Ma'amon Elikin Godol Ma'amon Elikin Godol Ma'amon Elikin Yisuro Neig Becheil No problem Zushin Yisuro Shove Becheil Lekosh. So as I mentioned before, so there is a Machlekes Rishenim, the Machlekes between Rashi according to most Rishenim and the Ramban. Or if Rashi agrees with the Ramban, as the Ramban claims, so it's a Machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban and the Ritva says in so many words that the whole aloche of no pogum likune is only ligabi bas, but not ligabi ben. So ben wouldn't pass l'isha b'lios. And according to the Ramban, it means pogum likuno like a chol. So all the aloches that apply to a chol apply to the vlad. To the vlad. Let's say the vlad of Chayom Echrises, Alibet of Rabbi Yeshua. Or now, whether we say this, whether we pass this Yalfuse Lehilchese or not, there seems to be Machlekes Rishen. There seems to be Machlekes Rishen. Now, the Gemara says that Memdale, the Gemara says, that Memhei, the Gemara says, the Gemara says that. So one Mandoma says that Akum Ve'evad Abba Bas Yisroel too, the blood is not a mamzer, but only according to Rabbi Akiva. Akum Ve'evad Abba Bas Yisroel, the blood is a mamzer, but he's pogum likun. And then another Mandoma says that he's kosher likun. So many Rishonim passed that Akum Ve'evad Abba Bas Yisroel, while the blood is not a mamzer, but pogum likun is. Why is he pogum likun? Because of that Yalfuse, Amon Likan God, Mal Mona Shem Sura Shav Bechel, so Bno is Pogum Likune, Akum Levit Abba Bas Yisroel, Shem Sura Shav Bechel, and Edin, She Pogum Likune. But the Rif Paskins, the Rif and the Rambam, they Paskin, that Akum Levit Abba Bas Yisroel, so the Vlad is Kosher Rimu Likune. Now the question is this, why is the Vlad Kosher Likune? Is the Vlad Kosher Likune because so there are some Rishenim who say that the Mandomar in Gemore who says that Akum Ve'evet Habal Bas Yisroel, so the blood is kosher likune, because so he doesn't dash in the drosh, even when there is no pirch, he just doesn't dash in the drosh. And then, but then the Mukiyesef and the Ritvo, they say something else, that everybody dashes the drosh of of Almona the King Godel, the Kalvachim of Almona the King Godel. If Almona the King Godel, Shemi Sura Shalu Bechel, so no pogum, so Akum, so Zushi Sura Shalu Bechel, anything should no pogum. In other words, that means that the blood of an Issachores, even Alibi the Rabbi Yeshua, is probably going to everybody dashes. But why are there a number of Anhoyim who say that Akum Vemed Abu Abbas is royal, the blood is kosher, even Likune? So it's because something else. Here we cannot apply the Droshe, because the blood is not Misiach except the father. In the case of blood of Chayovich Chrises, Alibi the Rabbi Yeshua, where the blood is not in Mamzea, but Pogum Likune is, because the blood of Chayovich Chrises is Misiaches after the father. So Mimele, we can learn out the Kalochima. Mashim, Kinakum El Dabo Abbas Yisroel. So Rachmon Afker Lizare. And the blood has nothing to do. Alpidin is not the child of the father who was Bo Abbas Yisroel. So Mimele, we cannot apply that Yalfus. And it seems that the Shittes HaRambam is like that. The Shittes HaRambam paskens that Akum Ve'eved Al Bo Abbas Yisroel is a blood kosher likune, and it's mashma because the Rambam doesn't pasken the whole Yalfus. And the Rambam holds that all the Amroim who say that Akum Ve'eved Al Bo Abbas Yisroel is a blood kosher likune, they don't darshan the droshe, even when there is no pirche. Because here there is no such pirche, because here she becomes a zeine when Akum Ve'eved is Baal Bas Yisrael, so she too is mischalales. But the Amroim who say that Akum Ve'eved Baal Bas Yisrael, Vat Kosher Likune, they reject the whole Yalfus. Now there is a Chumash Rashba. The Chumash Rashba, the Mechaschim Ruch mentions it so many times. There is a Chumash Rashba. The Chumash Rashba says, now in regard, let's say, to a Kayan who is Baal El, and he has a child. Let's say he can is Baal Shishish, or he can is Baal Achise, and he has a child. So the Rashbos, the question is, what's the status of that child? Naturally, he's a mamzer, but does he have a din of a can mamzer, or just a mamzer is not a can? So the Rashbos says that if a can is Baal El, and he has a child, so the child is a mamzer, is not a can. He's not a Kayan. Why? Why isn't he a Kayan? So the Rashba mentions this Kalchemer of Mal Monele King God. Of Mal Monele King God. She Inish Rosh Al Bechayim. So he's no Poglikune, in other words, and what's the status of a child, of the offspring, of Al Monele King God? He doesn't tell a bit of a Kayan. He's Mutalitamil himself, we may see him. He has a din of his arm. He's a chol. So here we learn out now Rabbi Yeshua, even Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the blood of the Abu al Chesel, let's say, is not in Mamzer, but still is probably Kune, Kalvachemea, Falmon the King Godel. So he has the same status as Almone, as the blood of Almon the King Godel. In other words, so we have to say one thing, that according to the Rashba agrees with the Shita of the Ramban, even though he is Chelik and the Ramban. Because the Ramban says that Rashi Shite is also, when Rashi mentions Bas Ladavke, so the Rashbo says, no, Rashi means that Bas Davke, but the whole Yalfuse doesn't apply to a Ben, but, so that's in regard to Rashi Shite. But the Rashbo himself agrees with the Ramban Shite, that this Yalfuse implies not only an Isa Ligabi, the Bas, that the Bas is a Solikian, but in other words, that he has a din of a Chol. Because he says that if a Kayan is Baal Elvo, so Mimele we have a Yalfuse of Amon Le King Godel, so he has the same status as the blood of Amon Le King Godel. And what's the status of the blood of Amon Le King Godel? He's a Zah, he's not a Kayan. So a Kayan is Baal Elvo, also is a Zah. So Mimele is Mutalitam himself, we may see him. He doesn't have any Yisurikun because of that Yalfus. Now, they are. So then, they are the Rishenim who don't pass in the Aloch. Let's say it seems that the Rambam Shitti is, that those Amroim who say, Akum Ve'eved Abu Abbas Yisroel Avlat Kosher Likune, so it's not because that Yalfuse doesn't apply to Akum Ve'eved, because the blood is not Misyachis after the biological father. But that they don't darshan the drosha altogether. Some of Mele, according to the Rambam, if the Kayan is Baalei Avo, and he has a child, so the child, of course, is a Mamzer, but he's a Mamzer Kayan. In other words, he has all the chumres of a Kayan. So we have a Machlikas Rashenim. But then, the Mirin Gdushi, in that sugi, that Kayan, Shebo Alachisei, Zeno Naaseis, Chlolo Loi Naaseis, mentions in Machlikas Rashenim. Now, one thing is clear according to all the Shein. If a Kayan is Baal HaChesed, so she becomes a Zain. But not a Chlolo. But why not a Chlolo? Because in Chlolo, it's a Nisuri Kune. But Zaina is a Nisuri Kune. So Mimele, she doesn't become a Zaina in the Bir Sheino. But suppose Kayan she Baal HaChesed, so she became a Zaina with the Bir Sheino. And then there is a Bir Shneo, so then he's Baal HaZaino, so she becomes a Chlolo. So all the Rishonim will agree that if a Kayan, let's say, will bo alelbo chesei or ishishish any other. So with the Bir Rishonim she'll become a Zain. Then if it'll be bo bishniyo, so it'll be bo azeino. So then the blood will be a chol. So we'll not have the dinim of a Kayan. Is bo a kayan is bo al achisei and goma biose. So then there is one shidas rishen in the Miri mentions, and he has a blood for the biyam sheino, that the blood does not have a din of a kayan, he has a din of a cholo. Why? Because if the tree with the aroye she becomes a zain. In other words, these rishenim split the beer into two beers. Because the Aroya is chayva, even on the Aroya Levat. So, Mimele, if a Kayan is Baal Elva, and he has a child, so Mimele, who the Aroya she became a Zene. Then, when he's given a Beyose, so he's Baal Azene. So he's Baal Azene. So, Mimele, the blood and the Nisha cannot be Nisabeya through Aroya alone. So, Mimele, every time, according to these Rishonim, every time a Kayan is Baal Elva, So the Vlad does not have a din of a Kayan. He's a Mamzer and no Kayan. Not so the Rashba mentions the Yalfuse of Amon Lekin Godel. Apparently the Rashba agrees with the Rishonim who hold that in the same beer we cannot split and into two beers. So he has to resort to Yalfuse of Amon Lekin Godel. Mashein came, but the Rishonim say that even the same beer if Goma Biyosei we consider as two beers. So maybe with the Aroye she becomes a Zeine, and with the Gmar beer. So he's Baal Azeine, so he's a Chlole, and the Vlad, and in Chol Misoi Kune, so then the Vlad is a Chol, so Mele, he's not affected with all the Misoi Kune. Now, so in other words, so that's the Shaila that the Mechaschino discusses so many times, whether there is such a possibility as a Kehne Mamza. So according to the Rashba, there is no such possibility a Kehne Mamza. There is no such possibility that Kehne Mamzer. Because, according to the Rashba, there is no possibility of a Kehne Mamzer of a Mamzer for a Reis. That kind of an example is not Shaykh according to the Rashba. Because if it's Bala Nervo, so Mimele, we have the Alfuse of Almon Lekin Godel. Now, then, according to some Rishonim that the Miri mentions in Dushan, so again, there couldn't be a Kehne Mamzer because with the Aroye, so she becomes a Zeine, and then with the Gmar Bia, so it's Bala Zeine. So merely the blood is a Chol, so it's not a Kehne. Now, but then there could be another Echitim Tse, not a Kehne Boal Erv. Let's say a Kehne was Nisei Mamzeres. Now, so if a Kehen is Nisei Mamzeres, so now Gdushin is Teifes, which Chayav Elav. So, and he had a Vlad. Now there is a Loche of Leiholach Achar Apokim Shebishneim. So the child, the offspring, acquires the Psul of his parent. So in other words, if a Kehen was Nisei Mamzeres, so then the mother is a Mamzeres, so the child should be a Mamzer, and he should also be a Kehen. He should also be a Kehen because Mishpachas Avkuya Mishpoche. Now, according to the Rashba says that if Kehen is Bala Elva, the Rashba doesn't discuss Kehen Shenosa Mamzeres. The Rashba discusses a case of Kehen Shebala Elva. So he applies the Alfuse, but why shouldn't we apply the same Alfuse of Kalvachim Amon Lekin Godel in the case of Kehen Shenosa Mamzeres? So Ma'al Mono Shenisur Hashava B'Kehen. So the Vlad is Porum. So Kehen Shenosa Mamzeres, also the same thing. So the same Kalvachim we should apply. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua says, that we cannot apply that Yalfuse to the Vlad of Yivom Lishuk. To the Vlad of Yivom Lishuk. Or the Vlad of Marzik Hoshosin. So why can't we apply this halacha to the Yivam Lishuk? Because of the pirche. Now Amalek God was not mischalas. But in regard to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that he, in connection with Rabbi Yeshua, holds that Chayav Kris says the Vlad is not a Mamzer, still the Vlad is probably Kune because of that Yalfuse. So how does Rashi explain it? Why don't we say the Pirche Ma'al Almonesh Gnatz Michalales? Because if he's Baal Elvo, so it's also Michalales. Why? Because Shechinas is Zeine. Now, if let's say someone is Baal Mamzeres, so according to the Rambam, and according to Rashi, so he also becomes a Zeni. According to the Raivet, when does she become? According to the Raivet, according to Teisves in Yivames, there's something of some ways. So she becomes a Zeni only for Nisakores. But if it's not in Nisakores, Chayiv Lavan, she doesn't become a Zeni. But Psulo Rikune, she is, because of the Aloche of Baskein Kisiel Yizach. Only in the case of Yivam Lishuk, she doesn't become Psulo Rikune because there is special Aloche of Zami Yikore. Mashenki Mamzeres, so is Izami Kore, so then she becomes Psulo Likune, whether she's Psulo Likune on the score of Zene, or because of the posik of Baskin Kisiel Izar, so he Atmo is Mishaleles, so again, according to the Rashba, we couldn't, So he wouldn't be a Kain and Mamzer, he would be just a Mamzer. Not only in the case of a Kain Shebo Aleavo, but even the case of Kain Shenosa Mamzeres. So he is a Mamzer because of Avlado Hachapogish Mishneyem, and the Kain he wouldn't be because of the Alfuse, of the Alfuse, the Kalvachemer, from Almone the Kingdom. Now, and again, according to the Shite, that the Miri mentions in Dushin, that we split the same beer. The Aroye is one, is considered as one beer, and the Gmar beer is considered as a beer Shnio. So here too. So if he is Bala Mamzeres, so with the Aroye she becomes a Zeine. She becomes a Zeine. Or even if she doesn't become a Zeine. Because a Zeine she becomes only if we saw a Kores. But she becomes a Suva Likune because of the Xerzakosu Basein. Baskin kisiel iza kivishin ivalo liposel nipselo. So mimele with the gmar bie. So it's isoy kune because the iser implicit in the gzasakos of baskin kisiel iza is also isoy kune. So mimele with the gmar bie she becomes a chole and the vlad is a cholo. So mimele again. So according to the Rashbo, so there is no. I mean, so according to the Rashbo, he is just a mamzer, not a mamzaken. And according to the Shite, the one Shite that the Miri mentions, so he's not a Kain either. So that means, according to these groups of Rishenim, we couldn't visualize a Kain Mamzer. We couldn't visualize a Kain Mamzer. Because there are two ways how one can be a Mamzer. Either because one of the parents is a Mamzer, or because of the Israel. Because he's the offspring of an Isar Avo. But in either case, now let's say according to Rashbo, so he's not a Kain, there is a Kohes Dushes Kuhune, because of the Alfuse and according to Dechi. But if we say that we don't pass in that Yalfuse, and it seems that the Rambam she did like that, that we don't pass in that Yalfuse, or if we say like the Ritvo, or like Rashi, that the whole Yalfuse applies only to a bas, but it doesn't apply to a ben. So mele there is no hafkoes gdushas kuhune. So then we could have a kena mamza. So that's the shaila, whether there is such a thing as a kena mamza. So the Mechaschino discusses that there is a big simen in the inek yontev, there is a big simen in the malbushi yontev, discussing the shaila, whether there is such a thing as a kena mamza. Now, all of these who discuss that question, the Michas Chinuch doesn't even mention the Shite that the Meir in Yidush mentions, that we split the same beer into two beers, into beer Rishino, the Aroi, consisting of the beer Rishino consisting of the Aroi, and then the Gmar beer being considered as the Bishno. So the Michas Chinuch doesn't mention that Shite because he didn't have that Miri. So he discusses that question, whether there is a Kain and Mamzer only from the point of view of the Rashbo, that Yalfus. But it has to be discussed from another point of view, from the point of view of those Rishenim who say that the same Bia is split into two Bias. So Mimele, there couldn't be, from that point of view alone, there couldn't be a Kain and Mamzer. But then there is another reason. And I don't know why the Mechaschino doesn't mention it. There is another possibility as to why you couldn't have a Kain and Mamzer. I really intended to give another shiur, but it seems there will be very little time left for the shiur of Mikrois, so then we'll be yetze with covering the tesis of here of Mikrois Kishveres and Eid. So. Now the Gemara that I involve says, the Mishnah that I involve on the Aleph says as follows. But to a dako chushofro mutorim b'giyeres u'mshocheres v'ina asurin elo milo v'dikol shenema alo yovei po to a dako chushofro b'kaladishem. So then the Gemara says boye mine im rafshesh po tu adako kein mau bi geira sim shukhas bi bishos ikoy vosia o idil me lavi shos ikoy bishok. So in other words, so the question is, if it's a dako kein, whether he's allowed to marry a geir. A kein is not allowed to marry a geir. According to the Rambam, so a geir says a din of his eino, even if she was nizgair or prusam bas gimel shalom imechot. It's a special zeres hakosu. And according to the Ravid, a geiris has a din of his eino only if she was mizanek b'kiyusa. But if we know that she wasn't mizanek, let's say she was nizgairo prusmat gimel shalom imechot, or even if she was nizgairo efka gimel shalom imechot, but we know she was ishmuro, she wasn't mizanek, so then she does not have a din of his eino, but she's asuro anyway because of his special zeres hakosu. In Yecheskel, kimpsule is mizera Yisroel kocho. Now, in Novi Rashoi Lechadish Dovor, so we have to say, that it's Yilchasek Miralo, so it's a Lisa the Reise. According to the Rambam, so if a Kayan marries a Geyeres that was not Mizane Begiuso, so then there is Malchus, according to the Ravet, it's just a Lisa the Reise, and there is no, it's based upon the positive Yecheskel, psule is mizera Yisroel kocho, but Malchus there is. Malchus there is. So the Gemara has an abaye. But to a dako kein mau begiiras im shecher, because shosi koyev vosea, or idil malav shosi koyev vishore. And we pass in that love with shosi koyev vishore. So if it's a dako kein, he's allowed to marry geiras. Now we have a machlekes in Simon Hay in Eben Ezer. Sif Aleph. So we have a machlekes between the Chalkas Mechikik and the Vishmur. Now, so the Mechaba says, Potsu adako chushofro asurim viso Yisraeli sumutom geiras mishucheres. Vafilu keyen shu potsu adako mutal viso geiras mishucheres. Lifisheine bigdushot. So the Chalkas Mechikik says, since for the same reason that a potsu adako keyen, is in a big shose is allowed to marry the heiress. What does it mean in a big shose? Why in a big shose? A balmum is no afkoye of gdushas kruune. Suppose a kein is a balmum. So will anybody say that there is a diminution in the gdushas kruune? Chas v'sholem. But only gabi p'tzodako. Why? Because p'tzodako is a psulko. So psulko, the shem psulko, is afkoye of gdushas kruune. It's not the fact of p'tzodako. P'tzodako is a mum like any other mum. But is the fact that he's also loved the call. So that is really the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara has an abaye, because the shose kaime, the oser, he's not allowed to marry the heiress, or love the shose kaime. Meichate is allowed the shose kaime. Why? Why should there be, of course, dusha? The answer is because kdushas kuhune is a tesis dusha, over and above the kdushas Yisrael that in non kain has. Every Jew has Dushas Kuhune. I mean, has Dushas Yisrael. But a Kayan has a Tesis Dushi. B'Kdushos Yishalari. Asher Kitshon B'Kdushos Yishalari. So, Mimele, the Tesis Dushi that every Kayan has is inconsistent with Psulko. So, that's the... So, we flew the Pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara has an Abaye. When the Gemara has an Abaye, or not, I heard it from my father, that's the pshat. So in other words, psul kol is inconsistent with the tesis of dushas kuhune. Psul kol means that he's possible of the kol. So how can he have tesis dushe over and above all other Jews when he's even possible of the kol? But the Shaila in the Gemara, and Gemara did not have a suffix in that flesh. That is a pshites. That psul kol is inconsistent with the Kedushas Kuhune. It's mafkia Kedushas Kuhune. But the Shaila in the Gemara was whether Potsuadako is a psul kol or Potsuadako is not a psul kol. It's just an Isa. He cannot get married. That kind of a balmum is not allowed to get married. Not that he's a psul kol. So since we passed that love is just a koye, so that means that Potsudako is not just an Isa, that this kind of a balmum cannot marry Bas Yisrael. No, that he is a psukol, like Mamzer, I mean like all the other psukol, like Ameni Miyavi, so like all other psukol. Since it's a psukol, so we may love with Shosikoye, and he's allowed to marry Geras. So the Chelkas V'chikik says, V'chein ein olof shum gdushas keen, kein litamel emesim v'lisokapov v'me'acha sh'atomatire v'giyeres sh'izene v'kro ho'adin shom mitzves kuno v'have kizo b'yam. So the Chelkas V'chikik says that if it's a dako keen, he's allowed to be mitame himself emesim. Why? Because since he's possible of the call and love is just a time, so that means he doesn't tell Kedusha Skune. Why? Because the Psul call negates the take the Kedusha Skune. The Kedusha Skune. So Mimele is Mutali Tamil makes him everything and he can marry a Zayne Chalole. Like Yizah. In other words, like a hole. So according to Chalkas Mecheke, a Psul call is a koi of Kedusha Skune. Now, according to the Chelkas Mechikik, we don't have to. So as a matter of fact, from the Rashba we see that he doesn't agree with the Chelkas Mechikik, because the Rashba says that if the Kain is Baal Elmo, so the Vlad is a Mamzer and the Kain isn't, and he's Mutalitami himself remains him. Why? Because of the Alfuse, the Kalvachemer, from Elmo, the King Godel. How about the King Godel? Why does he have to? To the use of Kalvachemel, I'm one of the King Godel, if he had agreed with the Chelkas Mechikik. So, in other words, so just as Patsuadako is Mutalitam is a Lemesim. So, why? Because he's a Psul Kol. Mamzer, he certainly is. Kein Abola Elbo. So, the Vlad is a Mamzer. He's certainly a Psul Kol. In regard to Patsuadako, there is not by him the Gemara. Maybe Patsuadako is not even a Psul Kol, just a Misa. But Mamzer is certainly a Psul Kol. So Mimele is loving the Shose Kaime. Why does he have to resort? So we see that the Rashba does not agree with the Lomdes of the Chelkas Mechikik. Now the Beishmuel here, so he says something else. He says, Viliso Grusho Vachalolo Osa, Do Mefeirish Beteo. Apple gav the Abgiras Asuro Mishim Zeno, Vizeno Mifevish Vitero, Mikomokei, Hoyisarel Mifuresh, El Yalfino Mikrodi Yechesko, the Gieras the Chalze. The Gieras the Chalze. So the Bishmuel says that the Bitsuadako Kayan is only allowed to marry a Gieras. But Izeno, Igrusho, Echlolo is not allowed to marry. Needless to mention that he is not allowed to be mitam himself with Mason. But even Igrusho is not allowed to marry. Only Gieres. Why is Gieres? Because a Gieres is not Mefurish Bateiro. Now Gieres, so he himself says, Zeno is Mefurish Bateiro, but Gieres not. So in other words, so the lomdes of the Bishmuel can only accord with the Shittes Arayim. And there are many Rishonim who agree with the Rambam. But it certainly could not accord with the Shittas Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, so every Gieres, even if she was in Isgairo, Prusom Bat Gimul Shonim Yimechot, has a din of Zeno. So, Mimele, what difference could there be between Zeno, the Isa Zeno, and the Isa Grusho? So, since the Gemara says, Lav Lishose Kaime, and that he is allowed to marry Zeno, so he's allowed to marry Grusho. He's allowed to marry Grusho. But it makes sense according to the Shittas Arayim, because according to the Arayim, when is the Gieres Asura Mitzad Zeno? Only if she was Nizana B'Giyus. But if she wasn't Nizana B'Giyus, or even if she was Nizgairo as a grown up, but we know that she wasn't Nizana B'Giyus, then she doesn't have a Shem Zeno. But the Kayan is also to marry her because of his special Gzeras HaKosov in Yecheskel. Psuleis Mizera Yisroel Likocho. Psuleis Mizera Yisroel Likocho. So it's Aloch Lemesh Misina, I know the Rashi Lechadish Dovo. But that special Yisera, Psuleis Mizera Yisroel Likocho, implies that it can only apply to a case where there is the full Gdushas Kehuna. And one thing is clear, even according to the Beishmuel and according to the Rashba, we see that the Rashba doesn't hold the Rashba doesn't hold that, like the Chalukas Mechaik, doesn't agree with the Chalukas Mechaik, that Psul Kol is a Afkoya of Tushas Kuruna completely. So is a complete Zah. Because if the Rashba had agreed with that Lomdes, that Psul Kol negates Gdushas Kuhuno, because Gdushas Kuhuno by definition is a Tesis Gdusha in Gdushas Yisroel. So Mimele, one who is a Psul Kol, so Psul Kol is inconsistent with that Tesis Gdusha of Gdushas Yisroel. He's possible to call, how can he have a Tesis Gdusha over and above all the Israeli Machshirim? So the Rashba doesn't agree with that. The Rashba doesn't agree with that. But one thing is clear from the Gemara in Gittin. I mean, that's something that no one can deny. That even if we say that one can be a mamzer, a kayen, in other words, the hefdish eskuno, but if he is a psul kol, there is a certain diminution in the hefdish eskuno. The Kedushas Kehuna cannot be in all its glory if he happens to be a Psul Kol. But the Kod the Chalukas Mechaik, so if there is a Psul Kol, so it's not only there is a diminution in the Kedushas Kehuna, it's Mavkia Ligamra the Kedushas Kehuna. And according to the Beis Shmuel and the Rashba, it's not Mavkia Kedushas Kehuna Ligamra, but there is a certain diminution in Kedushas Kehuna as a result of the Psul Kol that the Rashba and the Bishmuel must concede. Now there is a raya from the Gemara in Git. The Gemara in Gittin says that when test on the Bay, the Gemara says as follows. Omar Abaye. Vei Omar Abaye. Naktinon. Ein shom levi kerekeh. That if, let's say, you don't have a levi in the Bisakneses, so you call up a kehen and you give him shame. Ein yivom Rabbi Yechanan kehen ha-kehen li-yitcha mishum gomi shal rishin. Because if you call up one kehen after the other kehen, so people might say that the first one, why did they call up a kehen after the kehen? Well, obviously, the first kehen is a post. Levi ha-levi li-yitcha mishum gam shneya. So kika amrinom basically. So the Gemara says, when Abaye says that Enshom Levi Kere Kehen, it doesn't mean you call up Sheni second Kehen. But the same Kehen who has Rishon has another Aliyah and the Yishen. But to call up another Kehen, that's not, because people might circulate a rumor that the first Kehen is a apostle. But anyway, the Rabbi Yechanan says, that kein ach kein li kho mishum gam shel rishon li ba khali li kho mishum gam shel. So the question of Isaac is, why is it that when you call up one levi after the other levi, so that's conducive to a rumor that both absolute, and when you call up one kein after a kein, so it's only conducive to a rumor that the first one is a kein. So mai shne levi ach levi di kep gam shneim di amre chad minay lav levi. So we can say yes to either one. Kena hakei namik. So we should say it's gam shneye. Amre chad min ayel afkenu. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say because gomish or hishn only? So Gemara says at first, kein dimur zeklom ba'avuye dehai sheni b'keyen. So in other words, so then in such a case, if we know that the father of the second keyen is a keyen, so everybody knows. I mean, the whole tzibah knows that. So Mimele, there couldn't be any rumor against the second one. So then we say you still shouldn't call up a Kain after Kain because of a possible rumor that might circulate against the first one. So the Gemara says, the fact that we know the father of that Kain, of that so-called Kain, is a Kain, is no riot that the child, that the son is a Kain. Because mamzeres v'nisin enosif upasle lizare hochename amre grusha uchlitz enosif v'achle lizare. So I mean, the fact that we know that the father of the second so-called Levi, so is Levi, is no raya, because it could be that true the father is a real Levi, but he married mamzeres v'nisino, so So male the child is not a Levi. Mazeras is seen in Osir Posle Zare. Hochename, Amre, Grusho, Chutzen Osir, Viachel Zare. Save Levi Mikohabe. So Monefsheh, Eve is a Ben Grusho Ben Chutzen, so he shouldn't get even an Ali as a Levi either. So that's why, by Kayan Achakayan, so there is only Echshash of Gomish Alishin, not Echshash of Gomish Alishin. So anyway, in this Gemara it's mentioned that when a Levi marries a Mamzeres and he has a son, so the child, the son, cannot get Levi. If a Levi marries a Mamzeres and he has a son, so you cannot call up that son as Levi. Why not? I mean, he's his father. Why shouldn't he be called up as a Levi? So obviously it's mashma, this Gemara certainly it can very well be explained according to the Chalukas Mechekik Shita, because the Chalukas Mechekik says that Psu Kol is af koya of Kedushas Kehuneh. Why? Because Kedushas Kehuneh by definition in its essence is a Teisves Kedushah in Kedushas Yisrael. So Memele, if what is a Psu Kol, if there is any psul in him, so how can he have the taste of Dushas Yisrael when he has a psul? So the same of this we apply to a Levi. So if a Levi married a Mamzeres and then he has a son, so the son is a Mamzer, he's a psul call. Levi is also a taste of Dushas. Dushas Levi is also a taste of Dushas in Dushas Yisrael. Just as Dushas Kune is more of a Teisus Dushay, but Dushas Levi is also a Teisus Dushay in Dushas Yisrael. So Mele, for the same reason, it's a Mafkia, the Teisus Dushay of Dushas Levi. That's according to the Chalukas Mechekik. But according to the Rashbo and according to the Shmuel, we cannot say that. So how would we explain this Gemara? So we have to say that even according to the Rashbo and the Shmuel, that Psu Kol is not Mafkia Dushas Kihune Ligamre, and certainly not Mafkia Kedushas Levi Ligamre, but there is a diminution. There is the Kedushas Kehune, which is a Teisus Dushe, cannot be in its full glory if it's a Psu Kol. So there is a certain diminution in the Kedushas, but it doesn't negate the Kedushas Ligamre. So from this Gemara it appears that in order to give someone an Aliyah as Levi, so the Kedushas Levi must be complete in its full glory. If there is any diminution in the Kedushas Levi, even though it's not a completely of the Kedushas Levi, he cannot get an Aliyah as a Levi. He cannot get an Aliyah as a Levi. So Mimele, the pshat in the Bishmuel is, now he says that the Pesuah Dako Kehen is only allowed to marry the heirs, but not in Gush. And of course, not is not allowed to be Mitam himself who makes. So the Bishmuel holds that Psuko is not a koye of Kedushas Kehuneh Legamre, but Geiras is allowed to marry. Why? Because Geiras is not mentioned in the Torah. All right, so it's mentioned in Yecheskel. So it's Aloch LeMeshim Sinai. But that is a Nisa that applies to a Kehen. That applies to a Kehen. So we have to say that the new Isa of Psulis Mizera Yisroeli Kochu applies only to a Kehen who possesses Kedushas Kehuneh completely. But if there is any a Kehen who in whom there is a diminution of Kedushas Kehuneh, so the Isa of Psulis Mizera Yisroeli Kochu doesn't apply. But according to the Chalukas Mechekik, so Psul Kol is Afkoya of Kedushas Kehuneh Ligamre. So in other words, that child, whether there is a possibility of having a Kehen, a Mamzer, so on three different grounds there couldn't be a Kehen a Mamzer. One ground is the Rashbo, the Alfusek, and then another ground could be, even if we don't pass like that Alfusek, let's say the Rambam doesn't pass like that Yalfuse. So Mimele, but on the ground of the Svore of the Vishenin that the Miri mentions, that the same Bia is split into two, and the Aroi is considered like Bia Visheno, so it becomes a Zene, and the Gmar Bia is considered like Bia Shnio, so it's Boala Zene, so Mimele the Vlad is a Cholo. Or, and there might be a third reason as to why there couldn't be a Kehen Mamzer, because of the Chalkas Mechitik Shit. That with the Psulko, just as his love is Shosikoi, and he's allowed to marry the Yeres, so it's a Koi of the Shaskun Eli Gamre. So mainly he doesn't have any of a Kehen. So for three different reasons, so they couldn't have. We can say that there couldn't be a Kena Mamza. But in order that there should be a Kena Mamza, so first of all, we have to say like the Rambam, that we don't pass in the Alfusa altogether. Number two, that the same beer cannot be split into a beer is the Aroye, into a beer the Sheno, and the Gmar beer into a beer Shnio, and that Lav the Shosekayim only implies that there is a certain diminution in the Gdushas Kune, not that it's Mafkia, the Gdushas Kune Likam. Alright. Vinoag Beishne Yisui. Vyoshalme Viforesh Vihifkis Maisa Sheni Upode. Vichilik Hamaisa Lanim Vyamoy Socha Vyoshalayim. So in other words, in respect to the same Kashi that the Gemara asked, if we say that Lo Yoso Bishamai Kili Vreyem, So how could Rabbi Akiva be made by the Sorim? So the Bible gives the Teretz, because Gemara is topically Lo Yoda Yibisil Becha Bishvatoma or Bishvatoma Bishvatoma. So Yerushalmi gives another Teretz. In other words, he did it in such a way that it shouldn't look like Shtei Teretz. What did he do? He was Mafkis Maisa Sheni. So he was Mafkis Maisa Sheni in order to conform to the Shita of Bisila. That Hamishosa Bishvat is Rish Hashanah Lironis. Is Rish Hashanah Lironis. And then he was paid it. Then he was paid it. So then, v'chilik ha'maisei alani, and once he was paid it, so he doesn't have. So the payers didn't have any kedushas maisa shein. So mimele he gave it away. He was able to give it away to tanim to conform to the shite of bishamai, that it was high maiseroni and ha'moi sochu b'roshalayim. And you cannot ask. But that in itself will involve an Isar of this is Gedidu. Because when someone sees that a person brings money to Yerushalayim and he buys certain food with that and he eats it, no one will say because he's dissenting from the opinion of Bisilo. He just wants to eat and he has money, he's in Yerushalayim. So the Mele, it's not Merzek Ishtiker. Alright. The more he's topically, I must remain out of Mecho, he called the Kumar, the Mah, the Mah, the Axila, the Silva, the Shahir. Doch a poor of the Kamadera. We see here Halgabimito, Shmaminos. We come Ashma, the Mandoma, Loyosu, Afilaika, the Bishama, the Humre, Hoyoisin, the Bisila, the Kur. And what does the Ritva do with that? So the Ritva says that they themselves acted out, even according to Shlokish and Rav, so they acted out as their own shite lechumre, but they did not impose it and pass it for others. So here it was for somebody else. So mimele, the Gemara mentioned the raya. Erev mikvoyis kishveres aneg, vim teima. Vot nand miseches tares umaislo brishvei lezigitin anitzeg vachatafres umashke tifeach in achibo loy litume veloy litab. Aval tifeach latzviya achibo. So the kashi is, now here we see that chibo can sit. That chibo can sit in shveres aneid, is kam shveres aneid, in shveres aneid. And then the Gemara in Gittin says that tefeach latviach is chibo. Tefeach latviach is chibo. Now, so I mentioned in Ikvois many times. So Reb Chaim says that there are two aloches. There are two separate concepts. One concept is a concept of chibo. So, and not the ligabi ashoke, we are only interested in chibo. But Ligabe, Il Mikveh, and they have one Mikveh of Chofso and another Mikveh of Chofso, in order that one should be able to be Tevel in either Mikveh. So, Chibur is not enough, but we must resort to Iruv. Iruv means that the two minds are commingled with each other. That the mind that is here is considered to be there, and the mind that is in the other corner is considered to be here. Because the halacha is that one must immerse himself in Memso. Now the question is, suppose his goof is very small, and it does not immerse itself in mem soul. It immerses itself only in 20 soul. So how is the tefillah a good tefillah? The answer is, since all the water in the mikveh are commingled with each other, so the water, so when one is stable in one corner of the mikveh, he is considered as being stable himself in all the waters of the mikveh because of the halacha of Iyuv. So in order to counter-effect Iyuv, we must have shveras aleiv. In order to effect chibur regarding Ashoke, we are not interested in Iyuv, but just chibur is enough. This is what Reb Chaim says, and you will see that the Rebbe himself also operates with that oneness. Ve'im Rav Netan, the nekev vino kishveres aleiv. Avud mayim haboim tichaleket sage b'tifeyach v'tfich. Ve'inir levi, v'itnam misachas mikvoyi v'ferik shishi, keisel shebin shnei mikvoyi, shenizdak l'ishas v'mitzarev, la'arev v'mitzarev. Ad she'im mokim echo ishveres aleiv, Rav Yudah im yachil v'advor. Nif v'tzuzel nisir ze, al rum kifurifus hashum, al rech ishveres aleiv. That's half ishveres aleiv. Mashmadu l'maylo kishindo v'mapsik, צורך שיט ורצרי את פני אוויר צורך שיט סוף על פני הרומי כתוצשום ורחל ושברס ולסעדי בתבריך להצליח ובמקום הזו לזו מפסיק הקיסל משמע לצורך מים כשברס ואי דימי למים הבואים דרך הנקב אלא תבריך להצליח אין כאן נקב רחב מים כשברס שאין הנקב מרובה לא הוגו כדאמרים לנו כשתי אצבועי זכי ישראל למקיימון so you only have heavy נקב אלא ודאי נקב מולי בינות where the nekev is beim tzakeisel uchshetzofim lemaylo nitzchei pli avir so sage de plikes hashum kirei hasheferes hefit hefish veres ani a kol ponim we see from that the mayim itself has to be kishveres ani. Now the Rash says in explaining, in answering this kashe against Rav Netan, so the Rash in Tares says that according to Rav Netan, so when it says klipas hashum kirei hasheferes, it also means the nekev klipas hashum hefish veres aleiv, but mayim is required only to the extent of the tefeyach v'tfiach. This is what the Rash says. Now why doesn't Tesis understand that possible taret? So we explain it mikvois because in the case of nifritzu zelis hirzeh, so that means there is a kesel, and then in that kesel there is a nekev here. So as far as the nekev is concerned, so you have a nekev up to the rokia, so it's open. So mimele, so why should we need a nekev of the kripas hashum, a hefesh veres aneid? So obviously, when the Mishnah mentions veres aneid, when the Mishnah mentions kripas hashum, so that is a hefesh veres aneid. So the Mishnah is referring to the water, But so this is the reason as to why Teisves doesn't consider the Rash Teretz as a good Teretz. Now the Nirlevi, the Ahid in Itzeli Katafres, so the V is Chelik Rav Netan. According to Rav Netan, Shite only the Nekev has to be Gishveres Aleid, but the Mayim has to be only like the Tefeyach Vatfiach. The Nirlevi, the Ahid in Itzeli Katafres, Loi Linyan Chibo Mikvo Yisraire, Elo Linyan Ashok. The Im Yeshkan Mayim Tmei, there is a Loch of Ashok, that if somebody has Mayim Tmei, and he places the Mayim Tmei in contact with the mikveh, so the tumeh of the mayim tmeim is pokal. Diim yesh ka mayim tmeim, umashikin bino, umichabo al dinitzer mikatef tafres, umashke tefeyach in chibo, avo bitefeyach la tfiach, have chibo, vihashte, have litare, dum yedu itume, uvehedir misni elinir ashoke, misechas tares b'seif perik shmin. So in other words, so what does Radari say? The Rish says that Tefeyach Latfiach is no chibo ligabe mikvois. In other words, if we have two mikvois, one mikveh has chopso, another mikveh has chopso, and then there is just Tefeyach Latfiach between the two, there is in the space between the two mikvois, there is just moisture, enough moisture that you could moisten another spot with that moisture, so then the two mikvahs are not mitzureh to be one mikveh, so that one could be yetzel with the tefillah, could realize the tefillah in either mikveh. Why not? Because one has to betable himself in 40 so. Now, on this side, so we have on this side, we have a mikvah of chopso, and on this side we have a mikvah of chopso. And let's say there is a nekev, and through the nekev there is just a teyach latvia, not shiferes aneim, water. So mimele, it's not one mikveh. So the two waters, the water in this and the water in this mikveh, are not commingled with each other. So when one is stable, he's stable himself only in 20 so. One, in order that it should be a good feeling, he must be tevel in 40 so. But if there is shiferes aneid water, so then so we consider that all the waters are commingled with each other. So in the same way as when one is stable himself in one corner of the mikveh, and that one corner has only 20 so. So we don't say the tefillah is no good tefillah because the body was only immersed in 20 so. We say that he, in effect, he immersed himself in the water in the other corner too. Why? Because they are all commingled with each other. In order to constitute iruv, we must have shiveres aneid. But in order to affect ashoke, to be mafkia, the tumah of the main tmeim, as long as the main tmeim are joined, are mechuber to the main mikveh, so the tumah is perfect. So the ri is operating with the long the swar of Rabchai. So he says, "V'nivol ni da'id nitzil katafres lo yinachibu mikvoi sairal min ashoke v'im yishka main tmeim u'mashiko minor u'mechabron." Al dem nitzel katafres u maske tefeach ein chibo avo bitefeach va tefeach ave chibo, because in order to have a shoke, so it's not necessary that the main tmeim should be commingled with the main mikveh, as long as the main tmeim are joined, are mechuber, are pertinent to the main mikveh, so the tume of the main tmeim is poka vahash te havel itare dumilu itume. So uvehed yem misnayel min ashok misakatayres ma sheim kein legabe mikvois. So chibu is not enough, we must have iru. So only when there is a shveres anei, then we have iru, otherwise not. ובזריש פרק שני מוסיקה להודיר מלאים מקוויס ורב יהודאי מכלל דעת אשתה לא יעבי מייקה לאים מקוויס והשתה נאמה. But the question is, but then the מסקונה of the גמורה is דיל מלאים מקוויס, so that means that according to מסקונה of the גמורה, so רב יהודאי is saying that even לגבי מקוויס, if there is in the vacant space between the two, so there is the פייח להתפייח moisture or water, so then the two mikvois become a chuber v'hashte the mekel mikvois mekel davki k'rab yude avo l'rabonon v'have a chibo v'tveyach v'atfiyach. So in other words, so even the maskon of the Gemara only says that according to Rab Yude that tveyach v'atfiyach is a chibo in mikvois, but according to Rabonon, so tveyach v'atfiyach does not constitute chibo regarding mikvois at all. And ul Rab Yude name, and even a limited Rab Yude tveyach v'atfiyach v'have a chibo el mishum gudachis. So Gudachis supplies the element of Iruv, but there cannot be any Iruv unless the two Mayims are joined to each other. So in order to supply the element of Chibur, then so that's the Teyach Latviach, you know. But and in order to supply the element of Iruv, so through the Aloch of Gudachis, that means that the water that is on the upper level is considered to be down, so maybe they are considered miurev also. So you ask, Monefshech, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a loch of Gudachis, so why do we need to feyach latfiyach? We should say the water on the upper level is considered on the lower level. The answer is, we, in order to apply the aloch of Gudachis, that the water on the upper level is considered of him to be already commingled with the water on the lower level, so the two waters must first be joined to each other. But if there is no chibur between the two waters, then we cannot apply the aloha of Gudachis either. Avo heiche v'lishaya Gudachis v'likar keshove v'lihavet ifeyach v'atviyach chibur elo boye mayim tzofim k'klipus hashum v'chei mashma. So he says, avo heiche v'lishaya Gudachis כמוי בקרקע שווה לא יהווה תפייח להצביע חיבור אלא בויה מים צופים כקליפס השום וכי משמע נפריצו זה לסיר זה על רום כקליפס השום מוסק רב יהודה והוסקה שום ברישר מה שכושר על זה וכל שור הדיבור ברש מזה שנגידו לה כאן. So anyway, he at this says אבו היחד לשאיר גודחית כמוי בקרקע שווה להווה תפייח להצביע חיבור אלא בויה מים צופים כקליפס השום.